It's Thursday, March 12, 2026.
Certainly is the instability that's driving oil prices as we digest various headlines on what could or couldn't be to come.
International Energy Agency pledges to release strategic oil reserves in attempt to calm global prices. Now you see it, now you don't. California's snowpack is rapidly melting. Plus, study finds simultaneous heat waves and droughts have increased significantly thanks to global warming.
Thanks, global warming. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
I'm reading the New York Times today, and they're claiming that you guys were caught by surprise that the price of oil went up. Is that true?
Completely fake news there, obviously.
Is it obvious, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum? Because it kind of sounds like very real news. You guys didn't have a clue what you were doing. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, a little birdie tells me, specifically the birdie being our friend, extreme climate and weather researcher Guy Walton, that we've got a brutal week ahead across the country, all climate change related. So what great news do you have for us today, Desiree?
Yeah, it's going to be a wallop, and we'll have more about that in just a moment. But first, the International Energy Agency announced that 32 member nations pledged to release up to 400 million barrels of oil from their strategic reserves, the largest release in history, to curb soaring oil prices and the resulting economic consequences caused by Donald Trump's war on Iran and Iran's effective closure of the critical Strait of Hormuz trade route.
Great. Problem solved.
And shortly after, the Trump administration said it will also release as much as 170 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Things are getting better by the moment here.
Just for the record, Trump denounced former President Biden for doing the exact same thing to counter high fuel prices after the pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Oh, plus, I hear that as soon as they made that announcement, oil went up to over $100 a barrel again.
Yep. Global markets are gyrating wildly on the Trump administration's contradictory statements, like on Tuesday when the Trump White House walked back a false claim by Energy Secretary Chris Wright that the U.S. Navy had escorted an oil tanker through the strait, which did not happen.
Chris wrong, you mean?
Oil market expert Jim Burkhardt, in an interview with NPR, said that releasing oil from strategic reserves will not be enough to close the supply gap.
It can't, because the scale of this disruption is so large.
Analysts say that no matter when the war ends, it will take months to restore production and even longer for retail gas prices to fall. That may create backlash from voters against Republicans in the critical November 2026 midterm elections, according to political scientist David Ferris of Roosevelt University. On the broadcast, he noted that Trump and Republicans have helped ensure that Americans would be rocked by the destabilizing economic impacts of oil supply disruptions by blocking or canceling all of the incentives and policies that would have helped protect Americans' pocketbooks, like electric vehicles and cheaper renewable energy.
Partly as a consequence of their own intransigence about climate change, about the Green Revolution, gas prices still matter politically in the United States of America because almost everyone still drives a gas-powered car.
In other news, as we go to air, the central U.S. is grappling with another round of turbulent spring weather, bringing more deadly tornado outbreaks, flooding rains, and even a blizzard. The southwestern U.S. is baking in yet another unseasonal and potentially historic heat wave, with record-breaking summer-like temperatures as much as 30 degrees above normal.
Yikes.
A heat dome is depleting mountain snowpack in western states, particularly fast in California, putting at risk water supplies that the agriculture industry and cities rely on in the dry summer months. The persistent snow drought in western states after an unusually warm winter has forest managers bracing for a dangerous wildfire season this summer.
Yikes again.
And finally, a new study finds that intense heat waves that simultaneously trigger sudden, severe, damaging droughts are occurring more frequently around the world, and the rate itself has accelerated significantly over the past few decades due to man-made climate change. The researchers say the trend of extreme heat waves and droughts striking simultaneously highlights the dangerous interplay between rising temperatures and sudden, intense water scarcity, underscoring how climate change-fueled extremes can build dangerously off of each other.
Everything is going great. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.